This is considered a 1950s ranch.
Unlike a lot of 24-year-olds in California, Brandon Miller is a homeowner. But he didn't do it on his own.
I could not be in this house without my family's help.
Miller's parents gave him about $10,000 to help buy this $365,000 house in Riverside. He now has a nice front yard for his two massive Great Danes. He's good about watering the plants, and he's decorated to highlight the house's mid-century feel. Living here keeps Miller close to his parents.
I do everything possible to show that I am grateful for what they did. I keep my house nice. I try to improve my house when I can. I want to show that what they invested in is actually going towards something good.
Miller shares his house with a few renters. He says it costs him less than renting an apartment, and he's building equity.
I definitely feel like I was able to achieve the California dream, since a lot of people nowadays can't afford houses.
If you want to buy a house in California today, it helps to have parents who can chip in. KPCC analyzed data on FHA loans, loans a lot of first-time buyers use to get into lower and mid-priced homes. We found that in some zip codes these days, more than half of buyers are getting money from relatives for their down payment. Statewide, about a third of FHA borrowers are getting family help. That's up from only 1 in 4 back in 2011.
I saw the prices going higher and higher, and I knew that if we didn't help him, he would not be able to buy something when he was actually ready to purchase.
That's Brandon Miller's mom, Melanie Gerber. She's also a mortgage loan officer, and she sees other parents helping out all the time.
I have one that just went into escrow yesterday. They're having money gifted from the family.
When Gerber started this job 7 years ago, she didn't see too many people hitting up their parents. Now she says about half of her borrowers get help.
I think parents just want them to make it on their own and know they can't do it.
Median California home prices are now more than double the national average. Rent and student loans can make it hard to save, so of course parents want to help their kids. They're gifting down payments, but also co-buying houses. Some are making all-cash purchases. And housing experts worry about what this trend means for the state.
We have huge wealth inequalities and homeownership inequalities by race and ethnicity.
That's UC Berkeley's Carolina Reed. She says California's existing wealth gaps could get worse if first-time buyers increasingly depend on family money. She says many Black and Hispanic families today don't have as much wealth to share because in the past they were shut out of homeownership.
So who has wealth now and who can bequest that wealth to their children is a direct consequence of our government lending practices 50 years ago.
But family help isn't just benefiting families that have always been homeowners.
This is my living room as soon as you walk in.
Jackie Dillon is a social worker at an LA hospital. Her mom, an immigrant from Mexico, lives with her in this South LA home. Dillon bought it earlier this year.
And we had balloons in here, and we never see my mom cry, but she actually shed a tear that day, and she was just so happy. I think she was proud of me.
Until now, they've always rented, which is why Dillon says buying was such a big deal.
I did not want to be renting my entire life and not establishing any wealth and not saving. And so for me, it means that we're out of poverty and actually building a future.
Dillon's savings covered about half of the down payment and closing costs on the $450,000 house. But she had another source of help.
My grandma was the matriarch of our family.
Dillon got money after her grandmother's death.
Our family has always had very intelligent, strong, and compassionate women. So that, to me, was just her helping us yet again.
Dillon says if she kept saving, in a few years, she might have been able to afford the down payment on her own. But then again, in a few years, who knows what a house like this will cost. In Los Angeles, I'm David Wagner.